Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but have a fascination for ancient Chinese board games and a passion for the music popular back when my parents first saw Alan Freed's rocksploitation flick, Go Johnny Go. Whether you are into ancient Chinese board games, intricate programming languages, obscure 70s supergroups, or just want to be somewhere other than where you are, all it takes is a word with two simple letters. In rock and rhythm, somewhere other than where you are was the literal use of the word. But when used as a slang, it meant maintaining a heightened dynamism when doing something like dancing. So while we won't discuss ancient Chinese board games, intricate computer programming languages, or obscure 70s supergroups, I definitely don't want you anywhere but here listening to the Rock and Rhythm Review, and I will do what I do to keep your dynamism heightened. It's all systems go for this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, so get ready to go the distance with Roy Orbison and the Teen Kings, Jet Powers with Vince Parlo and the Raunch Hands, Little Walter and his Jukes, Them, the Kinglets, Roy Hall's Alley Cats, Bonnie Bluebell with the Chick Adams Band, Sugar Chow Robinson, and Chuck Berry.
Go, 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 go,
go, go, go, go, go, go,
go, go,
go, go, go,
go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go,
go, go, go, go,
go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go,
go, go, go,
go, go, go, go.
It was the B-side of Roy Orbison and the Teen Kings' first single for Sun Records and Orbison's first songwriting credit. Jerry Lee covered it a couple years later as Down the Line for Sun, but regardless of the title, the single, Ooby Dooby Was the Flip, would remain Roy's biggest hit for the decade, as Roy's time with the Teen Kings in 1956 was quick to go, go, go.
Well, you can't be my lovin', baby, you ain't got the style. I'm gonna get some real gone love that'll drive a cool cat wild. Gonna move, roll and ride on down. Gonna get me a gal that'll go out on the town. Show you ain't so hot. I'm gonna get what you ain't got. She'll be sweet, won't do me wrong. She'll be cool and twice as gone. You gotta roll, move it right on down. Gonna get me a gal that'll go out on the town. Well, you gotta move on down the line. Gonna get me a gal that'll make some time. She can't be quiet, she can't be slow, cause when she starts strutting, gotta go, go.
Chuck Berry performed Little Queenie in the 1959 rocksploitation flick Go Johnny Go, and this Go for Broke cover with fervent title change was soon to follow. Roy Hall was a hard-drinking, portly, piano-pounding country boy whose vocals on the cover can't be confirmed, let alone make out his 88s in the mix. That said, it's Roy's name on the disc, Roy Hall's Alley Cats, Go, Go, Little Queenie.
she looking like a model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a minute over 17. All right now. She's in the mood, no need to break it. Now if she dance, we're gonna shake it. Come here, Quinny, let's make it, let's break it. If it's a slow one, we gonna make it. If it's fast, we gonna shake it. If it's good, we'll admit it. Come here, Quinny, let's get with it.
"How'ma doin', Mr. President" became Frank Sugarchild Robinson's catchphrase in 1946. Can't blame a 7-year-old piano prodigy for getting caught up in a moment performing for Truman. Not long after, though, Frank decided to take his piano and go home to be a regular kid. For decades thereafter, he faded into myth until 2006, when a Dockers ad featuring this 1952 tune renewed interest in the long-lost legend, culminating in Frank's 2016 performance for yet another president. Go, boy, go.
Go, boy, go. Go, boy, go. Go, boy, go. Go, boy, go. Go, boy, go. Now stop. Go some more.
Better way to follow up Go Boy Go than with the first release for James Smith, later to know huge success as PJ Proby. But in 1958, Smith used a pseudonym that bore the same forename as my own son, as he gave it a go as an Elvis clone for Micro Label Design. Here's Jet Powers with Vince Parlow and his raunch hands, Go Girl Go.
Well, the step up the girls and take off the shoes. Just gonna give you a little lesson in the rhythm and blues. Well, I love what you know what it's all about. So let's get out with a greater big show. Now the object of all this Bobby D is to move ahead exactly how you feel. Get ready, go and spread your arms out wide. Get a holler wound up on that side. Go, go, go. Not that slow, but I never know. Go, 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 go. Then I wonder how you draw your toe. Show your boyfriends up and I'll teach them how to go, go, go. She was young enough to do like a two. But not the day is the hand to save your best. Cause the next to go round is gonna be the best. I'm a leaver here and I'm a keeper.
Without doubt, one of the most played, arranged, and rearranged tunes in blues history. Its origins are muddy, but credit Big Joe Williams' 1935 adaptation for its popularization. Although guitarist Billy Harrison is generally acknowledged for providing the distinctive guitar licks to Them's 1964 version, Jimmy Page was also on the track, perhaps to make sure things didn't go down like a Led Zeppelin. Baby, Please Don't Go.
Don't go down and you old lady, you know. off the log, baby, please don't go down.
The Kinglets were the in-house vocal group for a myriad of Ted Jarrett's Nashville-based R&B labels, one of which, Calvert, at least let the Kinglets go out on a high note with one lone 1956 single, You Gotta Go.
Oh, and what do you wanna call it?
If you thought the Kinglets were obscure, Bonnie Bluebell with Leon Reach and the Chick Adams Band are downright imagined. Don't know much about Miss Bell and the Boys, but her Western swing echoes of Rock Around the Clock from micro-label Bakersfield in 1956 is a real go-getter. Let's go.
This baby, I dig it deep when the guitar strum and I wanna slide my beat. Let's go,
rock, roll, rock, roll, rock, roll.
Let's go,
rock, roll, rock, roll, rock, roll.
Baby, roll my eyes, cause tonight's my night. Let's go.
Partner called the dig it too. Oh, look out, honey, I'm a coming to you. Yeah, let's go. Well, let's go. I want a naked ride, cause tonight's my night. Let's go. Well, I ain't a square, baby. I like your style. When you start to rock and nearly drive me wild. Let's go. Let's go. You're cool, daddy, yo, and tonight's your night.
that is rocking.
Drums are in a row.
When I hear the steel harmony, Lord, it rocks my soul. Let's go.
Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll.
Let's go.
Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll.
Let's get rocking, baby, cause tonight's my night to show. Come on, baby, let's rock.
How much you, Daddy-O?
Little Walter dubbed his backing band the Jukes after his 1952 hit instrumental. However, the Jukes were invariably whoever backed him in the studio that day. And there to go on record, with Walter's 1955 nick of Bo Diddley's You Don't Love Me, were blues luminaries Willie Dixon, Freddie Bilo, Luther Tucker, and Robert Jr. Lockwood. I Hate to See You Go. Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and George Orwell. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
Go, go, go!
A single from Chuck Berry's last session in 1961, before his go against the grain attitude sent him to the pokey for 18 months, showcases a couple uncommon features: the presence of a female vocalist, his sister Martha, and saxophones from A Block and John Jackson. Come On was the A side, and this was the flip. Go, go, go.